Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Holy Spirit and Jesus anointing. Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." When we looked at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, we saw these three passages that particularly pointed to this anointed one, the Mashiach, to be smeared, to be anointed, to be consecrated, someone from the Davidic line who would carry it forward. Isaiah 61 was the most prominent one of this, which starts, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me." Jesus comes to the synagogue this day, and it's very interesting that the scripture to be read for the day is from Isaiah. We can carry our whole Bible, but in ancient times, Isaiah would have been in two different scrolls. My gut feeling is that this was a passage that was predetermined. Jesus is there in the flow of the sovereignty of God's plan of announcing that he is the anointed one. When was Jesus anointed? We just saw it in his baptism. This was so hard for the early church to get around. If you think of some of the non-canonical books of the Bible that were created, a lot of them were trying to explain an aspect of Jesus' humanity or divinity, because it's such a mystery that he's the God-man and contains both. Think especially of the Gospel of Thomas, which invents these miracle stories that Jesus did as a child, because they had a real struggle with Jesus' humanity. But the biblical writers didn't have this struggle, and the biblical proclaimers. Peter preaches to the family and the community of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and he says this, "As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." This is a powerful declaration. Our reflex is when we see these accounts of Jesus doing things, we kind of brush them off and say, well, he did this out of his divinity. No, I tend to think he did it out of his God-man embraced humanity, where he had taken his divine attributes and set them aside for a period of time, and with the Holy Spirit and power went about doing these things. Certainly that's what Peter believed. And he says that he did these things not because he was God, but he did them because God was with him. So what? What it shows us is that Jesus models a way for us to cooperate with God's kingdom advance on this earth. We have the same spirit that he has. We have the same authority that he has. In fact, Jesus said, "Those who believe in me will do what I do." There's an invitation into this. Yes, Jesus does something that's unique. He bears our sin and becomes a substitute for us. But he also models for us a better way. And he invites us to allow the Holy Spirit to saturate us to live in that way or live out of that way. The now what is to own it like Jesus did. I'm not talking about having a Messiah complex and making yourself bigger than you really are, but being a Messiah representative, doing the things of God in the same spirit as John the Baptist, pointing the way to Jesus. God wants me to walk in that same anointing, not for my own exaltation. Certainly that's not what God's intent is. God wants me to walk in that out of his compassion when I bring his kingdom into the broken places, but primarily for the glory of Jesus, that he would be lifted up as the true anointed one. So Lord, today we put ourselves at your disposal once again. Fill us, saturate us, and show us where you want us to move in that anointing to bring your kingdom in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.